USA Radio News.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is willing to testify if the January 6th committee were to present a formal invitation to him.
With regard to my part, as I've said, well, I'm disappointed with the partisan nature of the committee. If a formal invitation were presented to us, our attorneys have been clear that we will first review my unique role as Vice President of the United States. Under the Constitution, we have a separation of powers. No vice president in American history has ever been summoned to Capitol Hill to testify before the Congress. But if they present a formal invitation for the committee, I've said we'll give it due consideration.
He made those statements at the Iowa State Fair while promoting Senator Chuck Grassley and other GOP leaders. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-4000. 1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each, delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Decisions are being made in Michigan regarding abortion.
Abortion remains legal in Michigan for now as a lawsuit seeking to overturn a 1931 ban on the procedure works its way through the courts. A judge blocked county prosecutors from enforcing the law that does not include exceptions for rape or incest and calls for the prosecution of medical providers. The law could become moot this fall as voters decide whether to enshrine abortion rights into the state's constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Islamic militants have stormed a hotel in Somalia's capital, engaging in hours-long exchange of fire with security forces that left at least 20 people dead. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab, which has ties to Al-Qaeda, claimed responsibility for the attack, which is the latest of its frequent attempt to strike places visited by government officials. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm suggested in a recent interview that the United States' green energy push will be the, quote, greatest peace plan in world history.
If we want to be energy secure and energy independent, that means we've got to produce our own energy. My counterpart in Ireland has said that no one has ever weaponized access to the sun. Perhaps a move to clean energy will be the greatest peace plan the world has ever known.
Further along in the interview, she also stated that the increasing oil production is what the administration is calling for right now, but, quote, ultimately, we've got to move to clean, end quote. Almost 2,000 workers at the UK's biggest container port will launch an 8-day strike starting Sunday over a pay dispute. This is the latest industrial action to hit the UK economy. The strike comes as people across the UK face travel disruption Saturday for the third day this week as thousands of rail workers continued a summer of strikes to seek better pay and job security amid soaring food and energy price hikes. Postal workers, lawyers, British Telecom staff, and garbage collectors have all announced walkouts for later this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Parpedo's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the one, the only. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. And when I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I've won some awards for my boxing writing. So allegedly, supposedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you know more. You have a different perspective, a different view. So let us know. You can text us here in the studio. The studio text line for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. We are coming to you live, a live video stream on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, of course, coming to you delayed on Veev TV. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, I've been doing this a little while, but the bottom line is today we'll spend some time with a young man, I think, who stole the show last night. I'm talking about Nico Ali Walsh, the grandson of Muhammad Ali. A one-punch knockout with a body shot, a left hook to the liver, and it was all over. What can I say? The guy was tough, the guy was durable, the guy was in shape, but when you get hit in the sweet spot, it never happened to me, but it happens to other guys, man. When you get hit in that sweet spot, it is the ultimate knocking people out. When you knock people out with a body shot, it's sort of like the ultimate. It just is. I mean, knocking people out with the chin is one thing, but hitting them with a body shot, one shot, and just watching them drop, totally different experience. Orgasmic, almost. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Open phone lines. You want to join us on the toll for you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, last night, yesterday, in Saudi Arabia, Oleg Usyk almost got jobbed. We'll talk about that after the break. Lots of guests tonight. Too many to go into. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Tom Baudette here. Thinking about road tripping to the family reunion. Potato salad, doing battle with the sun, dog crawling all over the cousins, and nothing brings us closer than someone squished in the middle seat. Well, it's a good thing Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. They'll get you out of that minivan so the kids can get all spiffed up before Grandma starts pinching their cheeks. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
Some Soul from the Tower of Power. Of course, one of their latest productions. Of course, Tower of Power now in long in the tooth, 1967 and 1968. The mighty Tower of Power is still on the road. Check them out, towerofpower.com. Now, last night, or yesterday afternoon, in Saudi Arabia, the King Abdullah Sports City Arena, wink, wink, in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, of course, the oil money, they brought Oleg Usyk, of course, Oleg Usyk, the young man from the Ukraine, who upset Anthony Joshua in their first meeting, of course, and it wasn't that big of an upset because Joshua's not that good of a fighter, and I've said this before. I mean, I was high on him originally, a 2012 Olympic gold medalist, but guess what? I'll go back to this. You can't make chicken soup out of chicken spit, and you just can't. If it's not there, it's not there. In other words, you can do all the different training. You can take them to the mountains. You can hypnotize them. You can do all these different things to them with the body. You name it. Okay, it ain't going to work. If he ain't got it, he ain't got it. Anthony Joshua ain't got it. I mean, last night was an admirable performance for him. I thought it was, considering his boxing skills and this and that, somewhat lackluster. I mean, he's 6'7". He should never lose in his fight in his life. If I was 6'7", I'd go in the other room and knock out Anthony. I mean, I just would. I'd still be knocking people dead at 6'7". Can't imagine ever losing a fight at 6'7". Okay, but yet it happens. Okay, it happens. Last night, yesterday, Anthony Joshua. I didn't think after five rounds. I take it back. After seven rounds, I had it 68-62. In other words, like five rounds of two after seven, right? And I didn't give him too many rounds down the stretch. So what I'm trying to tell you, there's no way in the world that Anthony Joshua won this fight. Absolutely no way in the world, except Glenn Feldman of Connecticut, the judge from Connecticut, the American judge, the unbiased judge per se, no, the neutral judge, he went with Joshua by 2 points. He said that Joshua won the fight 7-5. Whoa, everybody was stunned. Joshua's people were even stunned. His promoter was even stunned. Everybody was stunned. I can't believe Glenn Feldman has a job still, okay? Glenn Feldman's been judging professional fights since 1992. 30 years, hey, baby. Most guys retire after 30 years. Time to send you off into packing because that decision last night was ludicrous. I don't care if you had a guy leaning over your shoulder telling you, Joshua better win, Joshua better win. I don't care what was going on. The bottom line is your performance as a judge has been lagging of late, and now this was like this is it. You need to go. Glenn Feldman, you need to go. The other judges, of course, had it 115, 113, and 116, 112, 8-4 for Usyk. I had it like 8-4, 9-3, somewhere around there as far as his scores were concerned. But when it all boils down to it, Oleg Usyk is a far superior fighter than Anthony Joshua. Again, a new trainer, Robert Garcia, came into the mix. Oh, you know, we're going to do different things. You can't, again, you can't make chicken soup out of chicken spit. And when I say spit on this show, you know what I mean. Spit with an H. Bottom line is you can't do it. Okay? He got beat up by a fat man. Do I need to go into that? I mean, imagine, listen, I lost to some good guys. I did. I didn't lose to any bums. But imagine losing to a guy that was like 60 or 70 pounds overweight. Imagine that. Imagine losing to a guy that was like 60 or 70 pounds overweight and out of shape. Oh, God. And this is what you lose to? This is what YouTube is going to have to, has for your legacy? Anyway, forget it. Now Josh was 24-3, 22 KOs, of course. Not my favorite fighter, without a doubt. Of course, I was high on him when he came out of the Olympics. I said to myself, 6'7", black, got a little bit of attitude to him, and he seems to be somewhat intellectually together. I said, this guy's going to be a good fighter, maybe. Maybe it didn't turn out that way. Anyway, bottom line is now, Oleg Usyk, a 220-pounder, of course, says he will fight Tyson Fury. Of course, Tyson Fury is the world heavyweight champion. Of course, Tyson Fury is the Ring Magazine champion until last night. I don't know what went on last night, but I guess when Tyson Fury decided he was going to retire or announced his retirement a couple weeks ago, the guys at Ring Magazine said, wait, we got a chance to put the belt on somebody else. Let's take the Ring Magazine belt, get it some television play, and, you know, throw it on the winner of the Oleg Usyk Anthony Joshua fight. They all thought Joshua was going to win. Let me tell you, when you looked at the zone yesterday, that's who played the fight here in the United States. That's the big promotional umbrella that Barry Hearn's involved with, okay? But the bottom line is, it was Anthony Joshua, Ryan Garcia, and Canelo Alvarez. Oleg Usyk wasn't even in the mix. They didn't have him in the mix, okay? He was the betting favorite, about a 2-1 betting favorite, so at least Las Vegas knew what time it was. But the rest of the world, it was like they were trying to pull a Jerry Cooney, Larry Holmes. What I'm trying to tell you is, they were giving Joshua so much pre-fight club. They were blowing him so much pre-fight, I was unbelievable. I just couldn't believe it. The announcer, I mean, everybody, the zone, the announcers was like, oh boy, Anthony, AJ ain't nothing. Okay, that was his best performance yesterday, probably since Klitschko, okay, without a doubt, but that still doesn't make him anything other than maybe a little bit above average. I'm just telling you, it's just the way it is. If I was 6'7", as I said, I'd still be knocking people dead. Now, the co-feature last night, of course, imagine the co-feature across the pond here in the United States, at Pechanga, of course, that is down in, is it Temecula, California, I believe. Anyway, bottom line is WBO featherweight champion Emmanuel Navarrete. This kid, I discovered him a few years ago. People laughed when he fought Isaac Dogbo, and I picked him to beat Dogbo, and he beat Dogbo. He dogged Dogbo the first time, and then I think he stopped him the second time. So anyway, Navarrete, the best Mexican fighter on the planet right now, 36-1. 30 knockouts, a six-round TKO winner, a six-round KO winner, a spectacular knockout winner over Eduardo Baez. Baez came in 21-2 with two draws and seven KOs. The rap on Baez was he couldn't punch. And if you can't punch, you're in with a puncher. You know, sort of like going to a gunfight without a gun or going to a knife fight with just your hands. The bottom line is he wasn't prepared. I'm telling you, that one-punch knockout, the shot to the liver, the time was 105. Wow, that was amazing. You really have to give it to Emmanuel Navarrete, maybe the best fighter pound for pound in the entire world. That kid, you know. And, you know, when you watch these young guys come up, and I watched him ascend. I mean, he was like a 10-round fighter, and I watched a few of his little clips here and there and this and that. And a couple guys told me, hey, Navarrete is going to be pretty good. And then, of course, he fought Dogbo. And Dogbo was at the Dogbo was at a party about 3 weeks or a month before the fight. So I saw Dogbo breaking up training to go to this event to pick up some type of award. I said to myself, he ain't going to be ready. He ain't going to. There's no way he's going to be. Not mentally. I mean, that's how, but he thought he was, you know, him and his father. His father was running the show, Isaac Dogbo. Anyway, bottom line is Dogbo's been dogged a couple of times. He won his last fight, and I thought that was a big controversial. But pound for pound, he may be the best. Vigero, Emmanuel Navarrete, 36-1, 30 KOs, pound for pound, maybe the best fighter in all of boxing. Another fight last night, of course, wow, the WB 140-pound title, of course, clash of the vacant belt. That's 140 pounds, being the junior welterweight belt that was formerly held by Josh Taylor. Of course, Josh Taylor being the biggest puss in the history of Scottish boxing. I mean, he just has to. Having written for the Glasgow Sunday Post for about 3.5 years, I was their premier boxing correspondent. I was. I had a typewriter and a fax machine. And I used to type up these columns and then black something out and then white something out and then write something this. Anyway, I sent them these columns to the Glasgow Sunday Post. I'd fax them over there. And I became like the Glasgow Sunday Post boxing correspondent for about 3 years. So I know a little bit about Scottish boxing fans. And Josh Taylor, of course, had the fight with Jack Catterall. And Jack Catterall beat him so bad, Jack should have been arrested for domestic violence. If they were gay, he would have been taken to jail, okay? But the bottom line is, they robbed Catterall. A couple of judges went the other way. I can't remember what the guy's name was. Some old
some old senior judge from a couple senior judges from New England, you know, UK judges, say, hey, we're giving them a fight. They gave them a fight. It was the biggest ripoff, I think, in the past couple of years as far as boxing was concerned. It was so bad, it smelled like Dayo Kai. You can still smell it. You can smell it through the TV. The decision was that bad. Anyway, Jack Catterall has evidently agreed to some type of rematch with Josh Taylor, and Josh Taylor is going to give it up one more time as far as those guys doing it again, and Josh Taylor is probably going to get licked like a stamp. Anyway, last night, for the vacant WBA 140-pound title, Alberto Puello, now 21, is it 10 KOs, a 12-round split decision went over aggressive Batar Akhmedov. Akhmedov was only 9-2 with 8 knockouts. What's he doing fighting for the title? Only 11 fights. Anyway, 9-2, 8 knockouts. The big puncher on Saturday night. It was a Seminole Hard Rock Casino. And, of course, that was in Hollywood, Florida. We were there a couple years ago. Not a great place. Hard-fought battle. Scores were 115-113 for Puello, 117-111 for Akhmedov, and then 117-111 for Puello. So when two judges saw the complete opposite judge. How can two judges go into a fight? How could two judges watch the same thing and come up with opposite scores? Exactly opposite scores. This is a perfect place. I mean, I was getting on Glenn Feldman earlier, but let's talk about it right now. Look at this. 117-111 for Puello. 117-111 for Akhmedov. Holy cow. I mean, that's like, what are they watching? What are they watching? Somebody there is inept. Okay, somebody there is inept, just like Glenn Feldman. Glenn, 30 years in the boxing biz, guess what, baby? Time to collect that Social Security check and go away, because last night's score, as I said, you should be arrested for impersonating a professional boxing judge. And listen, I'm not just some bunk-ass TV radio host, okay? I took the Association of Boxing Commissions boxing test. I was their judge. I was a licensed judge there, I think, for about, I don't know, 8 or 9 years. I haven't done it in the last couple of years because of COVID and things like that. But I got passed and took the Association of Boxing Commission's judge test. So I know what I'm talking about as far as judging fights is concerned. And this guy, Glenn Feldman, should be arrested for impersonating a judge. He just really should. So we're going to spend some time today with Ali Nico Walsh. Of course, the grandson of the greatest Muhammad Ali. God, I mean, every time people ask me about my experiences with Muhammad Ali, they get a little gushy because, you know, he touched people without touching him. And I try to explain that to people. Some people just didn't get it. But he could touch. I mean, I told you when we stopped that train in the middle of China. We stopped the train in the middle of China. These were like Chinese hillbillies. You know, the Beverly Hillbillies, or they were Shanghai hillbillies. I kid you not. They had no teeth, or their teeth were all eaten up from eating the sugar cane, this and that. Okay, so we stopped this train in the middle of China. And they got no televisions, they got no radio, no internet in 1993 as far as China was concerned, okay? And guess what? They knew who Muhammad Ali was. We stopped his train. They knew who Ali was. One lady, a lady fainted. Another guy couldn't believe it. I mean, think about how he was looking like the Chinese Fred Sanford having a heart attack there. I kid you not. But anyway, bottom line is Ali Nico Walsh after the break here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Anthony Sandoval is running the board today. Of course, he is my main man on Sundays. We thank him so much for being a big part of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, as you are. This is the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access, no cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Since I have predicted that I'll be the champ at the time I'm 21, well, naturally, everybody's coming to see you win.
And they represent your thinking.
These represent dynamite. There you go.
He will be mine in round 9. And if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Thank you very much.
And
thank
if that don't do, we'll get him in 2. If he run, we'll get him in 1. And in your heart, you know I'm right.
This bum go over 5 rounds, I won't return to the United States for 30 days. That's final.
I walked into London, England. I jumped off the airplane. And Cleopatra was at ringside to witness. Can this Louisville lip come over here and call the exact round again? We don't believe it. The 5th round came.
We take it from the greatest to his grandson, Ali Nico Walsh. Of course, the young man performed admirably last night, a one-punch knockout winner on ESPN. Man, it was a mind-blower, I'm telling you. One-punch knockout with a shot to the body. It's like an orgasmic feeling for a boxer. It is the ultimate as far as KOs are concerned. And Nico, congratulations. How's life treating you?
Hey, thank you so much. Life has been great. You know, boxing is just, that's my life now. So everything is training.
I know, but you're getting better, too. I mean, I watched your form last night. You weren't square as much as you have been in the past. You had that left foot, you know, planted into the canvas when you threw that shot to the body, man. Good Lord. I've ripped a few guys to the body like that. Never been ripped like that. That's the flip side of that. That sort of, like, made me do my sit-ups and work on my stomach, thinking about getting dropped like that. Isn't that a killer? Holy cow.
Right. It's the worst, and the worst part about it is you can do all the sit-ups you want, but if it lands the right way, the way that I've been practicing, nobody could withstand that.
Okay, so what do you are you still in Vegas, right? You live and work there. I live and train there.
Yes.
Okay. What's training like for you now? I mean, who are you working with? Who's training you?
Coach K. Coroma is training me, and Coach Flick. That's my new team now, and they're in Vegas all the time. They're with, you know, they train. Coach K's with, like, Shakur Stevenson. He's with Troy Isley, Duke Reagan, Bruce Carrington. So his roster is incredible. I'm just honored that I get to be a part of it.
You think Shakur is the best of that lot there as far as those guys from 130 to 140 pounds, like Shakur Stevenson, Devin Haney, Tank Davis, isn't it? Somebody told me that they watched Shakur work in the gym over here at Andre Ward's gym here in Hayward, California, a couple of years ago, and they said that he fought so good he would look like a little Sugar Ray Robinson.
No, it's, you know, Shakur's one of my favorite fighters in boxing today. It's because he makes it look easy. You know, he makes it in. I know it sounds very simple, but it's really not. Like, he makes every single champion that he fights look like they're an easy opponent. And that's just that's the way he is. That's the way he fights. So he's an incredible fighter. Him, Devin Haney, they're the best right now.
All right, here's what's up. George Kambosos, was that just a lucky win, him beating Teofimo Lopez, or is he really that skilled of a fighter? Because when he went down, when he was defending at home in Australia, you know, he's fighting a taller guy, so you got to take two steps to get to him. You can't do it with one step. So, but he would take one step and throw his combinations from 3 feet away. What was he thinking?
Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna take anything away from George. I don't think he got lucky with Teofimo. I think, you know, styles make fights, and Devin's style is gonna give anyone at that weight a problem. You know, he's just Devin's just one of those guys. He's just he's very, very crafty. You really have to make a serious game plan when you're fighting him.
Okay, so what did Reyes Sanchez say to you last night after it was over?
Oh, well, you know, he's been a great sport. He's my favorite opponent. You know, when it comes to boxing, I don't care if we're supposed to be knocking each other out. I take nothing personally. So, you know, I'm always respectful towards my opponents if they show.
No, no, I know that. But what did he say to you afterwards? Did he say anything?
He was wearing his boxing shoes had float like a butterfly, sting like a bee on them. So he showed that to me after the fight, and he was like, "I've always been a fan of your grandfather's, and I'm gonna continue to, you know, watch your fights." And I said, "You too. I'm gonna support you any way I can."
You know, every week I try to get a clip of Grandpa. I never called him Grandpa. Grandpa. Anyway, I'm thinking about it. It's a little cheesy there for me. Anyway, called him a lot of things, but not Grandpa. You know, I think about you, and I think about him, and of course him passing a few years back. And, you know, I remember what he told me when we were in China one time, and I sort of tried to tell my daughter that a couple years before. He said, you know, if I die right now, I've lived one of the greatest lives of all time. And I tried to explain it to my daughter about 15 years ago, too, because I'd been in like the 25 countries at that point in time, been all over the world, spent some time with your grandpa and this and that. So, in other words, you know, that's what he told me. He goes, you know, if I died today, he goes, I would have lived a great life. He goes, in my whole life, he goes, I just try to reach out and touch people. And I try to tell people that your grandfather could touch people without touching them physically. I don't know. I told you about that thing in China when those people were hillbillies, Chinese hillbillies,
yeah,
like living in a village with a hut. They had outhouses. They went to a bathroom like out in the forest. Okay, so they didn't have but one telephone line or one electrical line coming in, but they knew who he was, and that one lady fainted. One guy did the Fred Sanford. You know, remember Fred Sanford? Sanford's son. I thought he was gonna have a heart attack there.
Yeah.
And Grandpa said, and that's when Grandpa said to me, it looks like the Chinese Fred Sanford. We laughed about that one.
It really is something. That's special, and that's something that not a lot of people can say.
Yeah, I know, and I consider myself absolutely incredibly wealthy for that. I mean, just the experiences I spent with Grandpa alone were enough to I could write books and this and that, but, you know, of course, I don't write books because books get personal, and I don't want to bring anybody's personal lives into things. And so I don't tend to do books. You know, I mean,
right.
You want to do books about boxing, his boxing career, this and that. It's a little bit different. But the bottom line is, he trusted me, Lonnie trusted me, and they were very nice to me. And I'm indebted to the both of them forever.
Yeah, no, and I'm sure you have some great memories with them. But yeah, I loved hearing when you told me. I remember that story you told me.
Yeah, all right. And I'm going to get in trouble probably for saying this, but I'll never forget what he said to me. He says, oh, I'm getting in trouble. He says, you know, we're in a van, and we're talking about racism. And he says to me, and, you know, I think this is pretty sort of topical nowadays, but he said to me, he says, you know, he goes, the Mexicans are today's niggers. And I went, huh? And he went, yeah. I said, what do you mean? He goes, it was the Chinese for a while. It was the black people and the Chinese. He goes, now they're using the Mexicans. He goes like this. He goes, we're all the N-word. He goes, that's all there is to it, blah, 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 blah. And he talked about people that are sounding like Donald Trump sounds and things like that. And he said that these people were abundant and all around us, and he was right, because they came out of the woodwork, didn't they?
They sure did. They really did.
You know, I mean they came out
of
the woodwork.
He was still ahead of his time.
So what's next for you? Are you still going to school?
No, thank God I graduated school right after my last fight. Not my last fight, the one in April, on April 30th, I graduated school. So I'm done with school. My 100% focus now is on boxing. I've got a couple dates that I may have. All I know is the next fight will be very, very special, and that's all that they're allowing me to really
You know,
say.
But let me run something at you as far as very special is concerned, okay? This is a learning process for you, young man. It just is. It's a learning process. You didn't have a deep amateur career. You really got to take it step by step.
Yeah. No, definitely.
You know, and that performance last night showed me significant improvement.
Yeah, but that's what people are starting to realize. You know, everyone talks. Fighters talk. Everyone's going to say, this fight's going to be special. Watch this fight. I'm going to do great. You know, everyone says that, but I don't say something I don't mean. And so when I've been saying, you guys are going to see improvements, you guys are going to see a different me, I mean it. And people are starting to see it now, you know. That improvement, if you look at my first fight compared to last night, that improvement took place in a year's time. So there's no telling. And with that year's time, I was changing trainers, going through so much drama in my camp. There's no telling where I'll be at this time next year, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, are you running that crazy hill that I ran there in Las Vegas? What was that crazy mountain? We used to run up the mountain about 15 miles from town.
Oh.
You know what? Man, Johnny Taco took me out there. He almost killed me.
They've been having us run some crazy hills. The worst thing about it, it's not the hill itself, it's the weather. It's 115 degrees outside. you know, it's so hot that I gotta take my shirt off and put it on my head so that my head doesn't get sunburned. Like, Vegas is just brutal. Okay. Brutal weather.
Anyway, I wish you the very best of luck, young man. Good luck. We love you, and we look forward to talking to you real soon, okay?
So much, and thank you for having me.
The great Ali Nico Walsh last night. What a spectacular performance. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline and like 1,000 other networks.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year.
Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's the thing. There's so many stuff. There's so much stuff to worry about. You know, the more you know, the more you don't know. And you know, like a lot of people be telling me, Dave, you know, you just gotta relax. The racism thing be bugging you too much. Have you ever had something happen that was so racist that you didn't even get mad? You were just like, God damn, that was racist. I mean, it was so blatant. You were just like, wow. Like almost like it didn't even happen to you. It was like a movie. That was like he was watching Mississippi Burning. Wow. That happened to me. I was in Mississippi. I was in Mississippi doing a show, and I go to the restaurant to order some food, and I say to the guy, I say, I would like to have, and before I even finish my sentence, he says, the chicken! I could not believe it. Could not believe that. This man was absolutely right. I said, how did he know that I was going to get some chicken? I asked him, I said, how you know that? How did you know I was going to get some chicken? He looked at me like I was crazy. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Now, everybody knew as soon as you walked through the goddamn door, you're going to get some chicken. There's no secret down here that blacks and chickens are quite fond of one another. Then I finally understood what he was saying and I got upset. I wasn't even mad, I was just upset. I wasn't ready to hear that. All these years, I thought I liked chicken because it was delicious. Turns out I'm genetically predisposed to liking chicken. I said, whack. I got no say in the man.
My man Dave Chappelle, the Soul Side of Town, coming back. We're featuring that today on the show. Of course, it was one of the Tower of Power album titles of a couple of years ago. I think it was 2018, 2019. Bottom line is Tower of Power rocking, towerofpower.com. Now, we'll go into the UFC in a second, but I do want to mention the fact that, you know, Omar Figueroa was supposed to take on Adrian Broner. Adrian Broner, of course, is a guy who's got 7 kids, 9 kids, 15 kids. I don't know how many kids he got. Anyway, got a lot of kids. Almost as many kids as Evander Holyfield. Wink, wink. Anyway, bottom line is Adrian's had his issues as far as psychological issues are concerned, like doing bizarre things, you know, and telling judges when he's subpoenaed to court that he doesn't have any money. And yet, 2 days before he went to court, he's like bathing, laying on a bed with $1 million in cash spread all around him. He said he borrowed that from somebody just to take a picture. Stuff like that. Anyway, Adrian's not the smartest guy in the world, but he is somewhat entertaining, and I don't want to say he's must-see TV, but with his attitude, he might be must-see TV. Personalities make boxing. Boxing needs personalities, and I think he's got a unique personality, a bit of a jerk and a bit of a turd, this and that, but, you know, it makes for a decent something, a build-up to a fight. Anyway, he pulls out of the Omar Figueroa fight, and he pulls out, like, 3 days, 3 or 4 days before the fight, a week before, says, you know, I'm having mental health issues. You know, it probably wasn't mental health issues. It was probably good old, I can't make the weight comfortably type of thing. That's what it was all about. I mean, this guy hadn't fought in a long time. He's coming down from, God, he was walking around probably at 180 pounds. I kid you, I just saw a couple of pictures of him. He's probably had to be like 175, 180, and coming down like that, it ain't healthy. Bottom line is he couldn't make the weight, allegedly. Didn't pull out of the Omar Figueroa fight. Instead, Sergio Lippitz stepped in at the last minute, and I said to myself, you know, you got to be kidding me that Sergio Lippitz is going to come here at the last minute and take on a world-class fighter, a former world champion, guy's only lost 2 fights, in Omar Figueroa. And what happened? He stopped old Figueroa. He stopped him. He made the most of this unforeseen chance when he received on 5 days' notice. Former IBF junior welterweight champion stopped Omar Figueroa after the 8th round Saturday night in their 12th round event, of course, and from Hollywood, Florida, the Seminole Casino, of course, down there. And Figueroa says, I'm retiring. I just can't be. I mean, he was super up for the Adrian Broner fight. He thought it would be a crossroads fight for both guys. The winner would step on to bigger and newer and better things, bigger and better things. It didn't happen. I think it took the wind out of his sails. And Sergio Lippitz was a winner last night. So more props to Sergio. stepping at the last minute and winning, so we want to give him some props, no doubt about that. Now, we go to the UFC, of course, UFC 278. What a brutal knockout in the main event last night. Holy cow. People were talking to me, a couple of people talked to me about this morning, and I said, yeah. See, I'm not into brutal knockouts. And the reason why I'm not into brutal knockouts is that there are effects, and there are effects from getting brutally knocked out. You just don't see them. All you see is a guy wakes up a couple seconds later, or maybe he gets up and he walks back to the dressing room. You don't know whether his mind has got a buzz in his ear for a month or 6 months or a year, or you don't know if his vision's off. You don't know what's happening. The residual effects of getting beat up like that are just unbelievable. Anyway, last night, Kamaru Usman was defending the 170-pound championship of the UFC. That's the welterweight championship. And Leon Edwards and him were engaging in a rematch. Anyway, Leon Edwards knocked him out in the fifth round with a head kick that I can only say it looked like he got shot with a gun, a high-powered gun. A Kamaru Usman. Boom! He got kicked right in the head. And I'm just like, I was watching some fight a couple weeks ago. I don't know if I told you this, but when Amanda Nunes was beating up on Juliana Pena like that for the 135-pound IBF UFC women's title, I turned the TV off. I didn't need to see that. Listen, once a fighter's beaten, he's beaten. It's over with. Once a fighter's beaten, they're beaten. Whether it's the UFC, whether it's boxing, once a fighter's beaten, they're beaten. Sort of reminds me of what my mother used to tell me about going to press conferences and beating guys up afterwards. In other words, you know, you already beat the guy up in the ring. You won the fight. So when you go to the press conference, don't talk bad about him. You don't need to beat him up a second time, Pete. You don't need to beat him up a second time. That's what mom used to say. My mom was amazing. She was. Anyway, I got to tell you, when you get kicked in the head like that, I don't know, the residual effects, some people say they're non-existent. Yeah, all right, right. You ever been kicked in the head like that? You ever been knocked out? I've never been knocked out. I've been knocked down. I was stopped three times in 52 fights. One at welterweight and two at junior welterweight. Of course, they were all close stoppages. I saw one of them was a bit of a ripoff, but two of them were a bit of a ripoff. But the bottom line is I never got counted out, so I never was like knocked out, had woke up, nothing like that. But imagine getting knocked out and waking up like in a different – it's like a different world. You fell asleep. You woke up. Like, where am I? Anyway, Kamaru Usman woke up after a few minutes last night because he got knocked the duck out. And when I say duck on the show, you know what I mean. Duck starts with an F. Bottom line is Leon Edwards is the new USC welterweight champion. He has a record of 20-3 with a 1-0 contest. The co-feature featured this middleweight monster. Yikes. This guy's name is Paulo Costa. And if you ever got his act together training-wise, I'd say he would be a monster. And he is a monster because he was a monster when he was sort of like, listen, the guy would weigh in at like 185 pounds middleweight limit and then go up to like 210, 215. Nobody should get that kind of weight. But this time, he didn't look puffy. He just beat the snot out of Luke Rockhold. Luke Rockhold's got to be like 37 years old, a former champion. It was 30-27 across the boards. I thought it should have been stopped. Listen, in other words, a guy's getting beat on. He has no chance to win. Why do you continue to let him get beat on some more? All you're doing is taking time off his clock, be it fight time or time off his life clock. Why do you want to do that? Are you guys that savage, you UFC fans out there, that savage? You got to see some guy get the absolutely spit beat out of him with spit with an H? I mean, to the point where he can't get, he got to be no more? Is that what it is? Because listen, it's pretty sad that Juliana Pena, the aforementioned Juliana Pena, Amanda Nunes title fighter a couple weeks ago, the last time UFC went pay-per-view, that should have been stopped. There's no way that fight should continue. There's absolutely no way that fight should continue. Last night, Paulo Costa was beating up on Luke Rockhold. It was so bad. It was easy. He was just beating him. And Rockhold was a superior fighter at one point in time, but he's 37 years old. I mean, he's older than dirt as far as the world of the UFC is concerned and this cage fight and stuff. Anyway, Costa won a decision 30-27, but I thought he could have stopped him if he wanted to. There were a lot of things I thought Paulo Costa could have done last night if he wanted to, but he didn't step on the gas. He just went out there and point by point, second by second, just kicked the snot out of Luke Rockhold. Now, the bantamweight featured former 135-pound champion and former 145-pound champion. That's featherweight at 145, 135. His bantamweight, I'm talking about Jose Aldo. Don't say Jose, say Jose. Jose Aldo, guy's been around since before the UFC even started. That's how old he is. Oh, he's only 35 years old. Anyway, he lost his eighth fight last night to a guy named Merab Davinchil. And this guy was like, yikes. One of those guys like, yikes. In other words, hit him with a baseball bat, hit him with brass knuckles, spray him with pepper gel, and he's going to get mad.
That's what this guy looks like, an absolute animal. Anyway, decision across the board was 29-28. It means two rounds won. Jose got one round. I thought Jose got one round. Close. Anyway, 30-27 on the last card. But the bottom line is, Aldo's an old guy. He should retire. Luke Rockhold should retire. I mean, come on, man. What's Dana doing? These guys are up. This isn't retread. This is like beyond retreads. And, you know, last night the USC TV crew tried to say, oh, you know, if you want to bet on the three underdogs now, we've got a big special for you. Wink, wink. You can bet them in the special parlay, and it'll pay like 1,000 to 1. Yeah, it'll pay 1,000 to 1 because it ain't happening. Three underdogs aren't going to win. But yeah, they were suckering people in on that bet last night. Joe Rogan and his folks. Anyway, bottom line is, don't bet on UFC fights because you can hardly, too many things can happen. Anyway, too many things happen. Jose Aldo, loser. Of course, also on that card, they had a women's fight. It was somewhat entertaining, and another one of those fights where I sort of looked the other way a little bit. Maybe I'm just a big puss, but, you know, this Lucia Podova, she beat up on this Chinese girl named Wu Yanan, and Wu Nanyan came in, I think, favorite, but I'm telling you, it was a TKO in the second round, but it was one of those beatdowns, just beat the Chinese out of that girl, just beat the Asian out of her. Holy cow, I mean, yikes! That was a one-sided beatdown there, but it was methodical, and it was slow, and she took her shots at time, and she tried to control her, she controlled her on the ground, did Marab, and then, of course, she went for the kill, I mean, did Lucy, and of course, she went for the kill with the TKO elbows in the second round. The referee probably could to stop that one a little bit earlier as well. And the guy that's got the best name in all of mixed martial arts, probably in the entire world except for me, Tyson Pedro. Tyson Pedro was the winner last night. He defeated Harry Hunsaker, Double H, with the TKO, body kick and punches in the first round, 1 minute and 5 seconds. And Tyson Pedro looks like he talks a good game, he's articulate, he's good looking, this and that. So, you know, he might be a star on the making. And of course, he's got the greatest name in the entire world of MMA, without a doubt, Tyson Pedro. Think about that, Tyson and Pedro. Now, as far as the rest of the UFC schedule is concerned, you know, they've got the UFC 279 coming up. And of course, it's the sacrifice of Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz has been on the show a couple times in the past. I can't remember who his trainer was. It just slipped on my mind right now, but he trains him here in the city over in the Petrillo. It slipped on my mind. I don't know why. Anyway, bottom line is Nick Diaz is going to take on this animal by the name of Chasmat Chimanov. Okay? And this guy, he's 11-0, 11 wins, 6 by knockouts, 4 by submission, 1 by decision. He's like the new Khabib. Yeah, remember Khabib? Khabib, whatever his name was, calling him Khabib. He was an undefeated lightweight champion. Of course, he beat everybody in the UFC. And when they wouldn't give him the big money, and of course his father died, those two things sort of like pulled him out of the game. But at 155 pounds, that guy was never beat, not even around in the gym. I watched him down there at the American Kickboxing Academy. I think that was in Milpitas, California, down there in Silicon Valley. And he was killing guys in training. I mean, like, anyway. He's a monster, no doubt about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. But you got to look at Nate Diaz. You know, the opponent here, probably like a 5-1, a 6-1 underdog. He's not going to win this fight. He has two chances, slim and none, and slim left town on a train. I mean, the slim left town real quick. I don't think Nate Diaz got, no way. Anyway, the co-feature, Johnny Walker and Ian Kujeraba. Of course, none of these guys are big names. Nate Diaz is the only name here, right? This Chasma guy's the name because he's undefeated, and I think he's going to be the next Khabib at welterweight. Of course, this is going to be at 170 pounds. And I don't know if Nate Diaz is really, I don't know. Nate Diaz, old, slow, Stockton, California. Of course, he looks like he's, Nate smokes a lot of weed. Nate's got his own weed line, all that kind of good stuff. More power to Nate. Nate was making probably more money on cannabis than he was on, maybe more money on cannabis than he was on in the USC. And of course, USC has always cut these guys short, never paid them what they deserved. You know that. I've told you that time and time before. The USC made $279 million, I believe, in 2021. They paid out about $27 million in pay. Think about that. 10 to 12% of the money from their total revenues went to pay. Think about that. I told you before, I was a cop here in San Francisco. Yeah, roll the tape. I was a cop here in San Francisco, of course, in the 80s, right? I met a lot of cops, a lot of pimps, a lot of hookers, this and that. I got to tell you straight up, ain't no pimp in the world can get away with taking that kind of money from a girl. No way in the world. But Dana White gets away with it. Why? Because he is the king of pimps, and he's a businessman, an American businessman. American businessman, thief. In my mind, pimp. Straight up, that's Dana White. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Are we running? You gonna run the one more?
5:30.
Running in the morning with Sugar Ray Leonard. What a pain in the butt, because he runs with you, right? And for 2.5 miles, he's like your partner. You're running side by side with him. For the last half mile, he runs like a deer, like an antelope, like a cheetah. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to put it. Anyway, Ray Leonard is the most talented athlete I've ever seen in my entire life in the world of boxing. I kid you not. He is the most talented guy. He could have played football, basketball, baseball. I think Ray could have done anything. Of course, the greatest welterweight in the history of boxing, greater than the aforementioned Sugar Ray Robinson. Straight up, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up after the bias and sometimes racist news, of course, here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Godfather Larry Merchant, the retired HBO Godfather Larry Merchant, will check in. He'll spend some time with us. We'll go across the pond with Sir Kenneth Rainford, of course, talk about the fact that Anthony Joshua came in second last night to Oleg Usyk, and what does it say about the World Heavyweight Championship. We'll hear from Sir Kenneth Rainford of the UK, where he's coming to us live from London or Liverpool. I forget where he's at today. And we'll also hear from undefeated Brooklyn prospect, Bronx prospect, Ismael Villarreal. I kid you not, he's got it rocking and rolling, man. He really does. A sixth-round knockout winner of LaShawn Rodriguez. It was the Battle of New York last week at the Barclays Center a fortnight ago. LaShawn came in at 13-0. Guess what? Ismael left the ring a TKO winner, a KO winner in the sixth round. 12-0, eight knockouts. We'll talk about him and his prospects in the second hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, the American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I keep going and going. Bottom line is, this is the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, if you're going to leave us this hour, I thank you so much for joining in. Of course, you can always catch Ring Talk Live Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on SportsByline.com, iHeartRadio.com, of course, and also
on SiriusXM Satellite Radio Channel 217. Straight up, those are the live dates for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The Saturday show is 1 hour, Sunday show is 2 hours. Now we come back after the news with hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The great Anthony Sandoval is pulling the plugs today. Take it away, Anthony.
Lord have mercy.
USA Radio News.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is willing to testify if the January 6th committee were to present a formal invitation to him.
With regard to my part, as I've said, I'm disappointed with the partisan nature of the committee. If a formal invitation were presented to us, our attorneys have been clear that we will first review my unique role as Vice President of the United States. Under the Constitution, we have a separation of powers. No Vice President in American history has ever been summoned to Capitol Hill to testify before the Congress. But if they present a formal invitation for the committee, I've said we'll give it due consideration.
He made those statements at the Iowa State Fair while promoting Senator Chuck Grassley and other GOP leaders. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each, delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Decisions are being made in Michigan regarding abortion.
Abortion remains legal in Michigan for now as a lawsuit seeking to overturn a 1931 ban on the procedure works its way through the courts. A judge blocked county prosecutors from enforcing the law that does not include exceptions for rape or incest and calls for the prosecution of medical providers. The law could become moot this fall as voters decide whether to enshrine abortion rights into the state's constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Islamic militants have stormed a hotel in Somalia's capital, engaging in hours-long exchange of fire with security forces that left at least 20 people dead. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab, which has ties to Al-Qaeda, claimed responsibility for the attack, which is the latest of its frequent attempt to strike places visited by government officials. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm suggested in a recent interview that the United States' green energy push will be the, quote, greatest peace plan in world history.
If we want to be energy secure and energy independent, that means we've got to produce our own energy. My counterpart in Ireland has said that no one has ever weaponized access to the sun. Perhaps a move to clean energy will be the greatest peace plan the world has ever known.
Further along in the interview, she also stated that the increasing oil production is what the administration is calling for right now, but, quote, ultimately, we've got to move to clean, end quote. Almost 2,000 workers at the UK's biggest container port will launch an 8-day strike starting Sunday over a pay dispute. This is the latest industrial action to hit the UK economy. The strike comes as people across the UK face travel disruptions Saturday for the third day this week, as thousands of rail workers continued a summer of strikes to seek better pay and job security amid soaring food and energy price hikes. Postal workers, lawyers, British Telecom staff, and garbage collectors have all announced walkouts for later this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports. Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the one, the only. Often imitated for 37 years, but never duplicated. That's right, knocking out all bumps straight up. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history, of course. In this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, in this entire show, we'll spend some time with, well, we'll talk about Oleg Usyk, of course, the world heavyweight champion, the minds of three of the belt holders. We'll talk about the WBA, the WBO, and the IBF. Of course, the WBC champion, the Ring Magazine champion, until last night, used to be Tyson Fury. But now, it's Oleg Usyk as far as the Ring Magazine title is concerned. So, I'm a little confused about that. We'll bring in the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. We'll spend some time with him. We'll bring in Ismael Villarreal, the undefeated lad, of course, from the Bronx. I think he's like 12 and zip with like 8 knockouts. Good-looking junior middleweight. We'll spend some time with him. And we'll go across the pond and bring in Sir Kenneth Rainford. That's right, Sir Kenneth Rainford of the Queen's Royal Court there in the UK. Straight up, Mr. Boxing's Goodwill Ambassador from the United Kingdom, Sir Kenneth Rainford, will be here in just a bit. So straight up, talk about the fights last night. Of course, yesterday afternoon, the one-sided heavyweight title fight, I thought, but Glenn Feldman had the fight going the other way, 7-5 in rounds. I thought that Oleg Usyk won 8-4 in rounds, maybe 9-3 in rounds, but the one judge had it the other way for Anthony Joshua by 2 points. Shame on you, Glenn Feldman. Bottom line is, the right guy won. Emmanuel Navarrete scored a one-punch, six-round knockout of Eduardo Baez. Of course, he's the best pound-for-pound Mexican in the entire world. Maybe the best fighter pound-for-pound in all the world, but maybe the best fighter in all of Mexico right now, Emmanuel Navarrete, 37-1, I think, like 26 knockouts. Straight up, wonderful night of boxing. Of course, the UFC was rocking as well last night. Big knockout, head kick. Ooh, it was a little ugly. Bottom line is, Mr. Usman is no longer the UFC welterweight champion. I wonder if he's woke up yet. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Stick around. After the break, we'll have more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment,
Your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward with all your school printing from Staples.
Okay, class, refer to the seating chart for your desk assignment. Class?
But we can't read yet.
Don't worry, they'll get there. Now get 30% off school-related prints when you spend $25 or more. This year, go forward to school with Staples. In-store only, exclusions apply. One coupon per customer ends 8/27. Visit staples.com/schoolprinting for coupon and requirements.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I do apologize for offending anyone.
The guitar, Mr. Jerry Cortez, Tower of Power, bringing us back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We take it from San Francisco to Santa Monica, California, bringing in the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. We've given you most of the summer off. Have you enjoyed it?
Yes. It's been very mild down here. You know, we get 75 when everybody else says 90.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good.
It's sort of cool up here in San Francisco, too. Of course, Mark Twain said the coldest winter he ever spent was a summer he spent in San Francisco. But the bottom line is we don't get too hot here. And like 40 miles away, it's like 90 degrees. It's like 70 here. I'm down with that. I love the fog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We agree.
Yeah. All right. Last night, or yesterday, of course, across the pond in Saudi Arabia, Oleg Usyk put on a pretty good performance, I thought. I thought he should won the fight going away. I maybe gave Mr. Joshua with 3 or 4 rounds. At the end of the day, I thought Oleg Usyk won clearly. And one judge yet, an American judge, Glenn Feldman from Connecticut, had it for 2 points for Mr. Joshua, which I thought was a bit of an atrocity. How did you see that fight, Larry?
Unfortunately, I didn't see it.
Okay.
I was out and about, and I didn't. And I'm having a little trouble getting the zone.
Okay.
So I will catch up with it.
Okay, the zone's been a pain in the butt. Amanda Navarrete, of course, the best fighter in Mexico, in my mind, has been for a while, of course, a one-punch knockout last night over Eduardo Baez. But back to the heavyweight title of fight. After seven rounds, I think I had it 68-62 for Oleg Usyk. So I didn't think that Mr. Josh was doing all that well. I mean, he probably put on a decent performance. I mean, he didn't humiliate himself or anything like that, but still he just came up second to Mr. Oleg Usyk. Now, Tyson Fury says he wants to come out of the mix. He's going to unretire.
I don't know. Size makes a difference, but in pornography and combat sports, this is combat sports. Tyson Fury is like almost 300 pounds. This guy's going to be like outweighed by 60 or 70 pounds. At some point in time, size does make a difference.
Well, that's what makes Tyson Fury such an abnormal heavyweight. Yeah. We've never seen anybody of that size who can box as well.
And physically, when you look at him physically, his ass is wider than his shoulders. I mean, he just hasn't got the perfect boxer's body. You know, new boxers have these wide shoulders and they go in like a V. Not Tyson Fury. He sort of like has a body unto his own.
This is true.
No doubt about that. Now they want to put Tyson Fury, of course, in with Oleg Usyk. Unfortunately, this fight didn't get much play in the United States, Larry, I think because of the fact it came on in the afternoon. The zone wasn't advertising all that much, and they were really pushing Joshua hard and all these pre-fight tapes, all these pre-fight pieces, this and a lot of them on Joshua, very little on Usyk, and of course Usyk did prevail. But the company guy didn't win, but yet one judge had a one-sided fight going the other way. Mark Ratner used to tell me, as long as the right guy won, it doesn't matter. Does it matter when...
Correct.
Does it matter?
No.
Okay. All right.
That's why they have three judges.
Okay. That's why we have three judges. Bottom line is we're talking to retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant, of course, down in Santa Monica, California. So you haven't seen that guy that hit you on the bike lately, have you?
I think he's taking another route.
Here's what I would do if I were you. I'd get a can of pepper gel. If I saw him coming out the street, I would just spray him preemptively.
I haven't seen him. But one fallout from that accident, I now look over my shoulder whenever I'm going, walking, or anything. I want to know what's coming.
Okay, wait a second. I thought we only used to do that when we went into shady towns like Detroit, maybe, or across the pond in this and that in other countries. I thought we only looked over our shoulder, not in Santa Monica.
Well, in Santa Monica, you don't have to have a shoulder to get through the day. It's okay. Beautiful here.
Okay. Now that we look at the lightweight picture right now, of course, Devin Haney having beat George Kambosos, they're going to do it again. Kambosos showed his lack of boxing acumen, I thought, by not trying to close the distance. He would take one step and then throw his combinations. When you're fighting a taller guy, you have to take two steps and throw your combination in order to get close enough, because he was just waving most of the night at Haney. The rematch isn't going to be any different than the first one, will it?
I don't know. If he wants to win, maybe he'll follow your advice.
Interesting. Okay. Adrian Broner pulled out of a fight this week, and Sergio Lippi stepped in and stopped Omar Figueroa in the eighth round and retired him. That was a bit of a surprise. It's been a long time since a last-minute substitute stepped in and beat a favored guy.
Well, you know, Pedro, it's interesting to me. There were like three or four fights, maybe five, on television this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And something's going on. It's percolating.
Mm-hmm.
But because most of the elite fighters are not American, it doesn't register here. The LA Times, as far as I can see, doesn't have anything on the heavyweight fight this morning. So that's on us, and I mean the fact that
you know, when I was thinking of the LA Times. Remember, I used to make it in Earl Gusky's column. I used to see you in Earl Gusky's column. Remember Earl Gusky?
What was his name?
Earl Gusky, the LA Times writer. He used to write about you once in a while. He'd write about me once in a while. Sort of kept us in. He kept me in his column every now and then, doing radio and doing TV down in Southern California. But Earl Gusky, he was a writer for a long time for the L.A. Times. Does the L.A. Times have a boxing writer?
Not that I know of.
Wow.
On Friday, I went to a luncheon organized by
the retired boxers.
It wasn't boxers. It was journalists, mostly from all of them, I guess, were from L.A. It was three or four different conversations going on around the table, and it was a great fight to see the alumni.
Okay. How's the godmama doing? How's she doing?
Probably a little better. We've been getting out a little bit more. So I just have to entice her into getting ready for some sort of dinner or event.
Well,
she just gets ready for it.
Well, that's because she's the godmother, of course, man. She's been your wife for a long time. She's so sweet. When I see her, I give her my best. Outside of that, you got anything planned for this week?
Well, I have a few doctor's appointments, I guess.
Okay.
I'm doing good.
That's good. Well, it's all.
I'm going out for my daily constitutional in about a half hour.
Okay. Good enough. I hope to have you on next week. Kiss the godmama for me. We'll talk real soon.
All right. Thanks.
The retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, Mr. Hall of Fame himself. What can I say? In Santa Monica, California. A friend of mine was in Santa Monica. Bill O'Neill was in Santa Monica. He was asking me for Larry's address. Are you crazy, Bill? Are you nuts? He goes, I'll just wait out in front of his building and take a picture of him, like a Pavarotti or something like that. You got to be kidding me. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Next up, Ismael Villarreal. That's right. We'll spend some time with him. Junior middleweight prospect out of New York City, the Bronx. Undefeated lad. Spend some time with him. And, of course, at 40 minutes past there, we'll bring in the Sir Kenneth Rain for boxing's goodwill ambassador from the UK. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitated but never duplicated.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC's Wide World of Sports.
McKay, back in the day, of course, Wide World of Sports, when Ali was on TV, usually was Wide World of Sports without a doubt. Now, of course, let's take it to the Bronx, of course, New York City. The Battle of New York City took place a couple weeks ago at the Barclays Center when Ismael Villarreal, our next guest, took on LaShawn Rodriguez. Both guys were undefeated coming out of New York City. And, of course, our current guest, Mr. Villarreal, ended up with a six-round TKO. Bottom line is he's undefeated, 12-0, 8 KOs. Welcome to the show, young man.
Hey, how's it going, man?
I'm doing just fine. So tell me about yourself. What do you do besides box?
Well, I work at a physical therapy center now. I finished my 4-year degrees at Lehman College last year, so right now I'm just doing that.
Right on. So as a physical therapist, does that enable you to have a schedule you can train with?
Well, I'm not a physical therapist exactly. I'm more of an aide, so it's not exactly as hard as it may be, but to manage with boxing, it could be quite difficult sometimes.
Okay. You're undefeated now. You fought this guy from across town, LaShawn Rodriguez. He was unbeaten as well. Little added pressure going into that fight than the others?
Of course, you know, on paper, this was supposed to be my hardest bout, and I didn't really feel much pressure compared to other fights that I have. You know, other fights that would be easier for me, but it was quite difficult, other fights. Not too difficult, but, you know, I was expecting this match to be more challenging, you know. And, of course, I had people around me telling me, oh, this is going to be a great fight. And I was also expecting, you know, a challenge, you know.
Well, you know, here's what's up. I never had an easy fight. I sort of laughed about that. People say, hey, you get easy. No, you don't get easy fights. You got to train. You know, there's nothing easy about boxing. If you were to blow some guy out in 21 seconds, still you had to go through the training, make the weight and all that kind of good stuff, did the work to get there. Now, you've gone six rounds. This was your sister, an eight-round fight. When do you think you're ready to step up to 10?
Actually, I wanted this last bout, I wanted to do 10 rounds, actually, you know, because I have been fighting 10 rounds mm-hmm. my previous bouts.
Yes,
but right. Of course, I never made it to 10 rounds, of course. But I, for my upcoming fight, I hope I get to fight 10 rounds because I definitely want to keep fighting in higher rounds, of course, and increase the opposition, of course, you know, the challenge and all that.
What about the confidence of going rounds, knowing you can go rounds, actually go the rounds? In other words, you can go the rounds in the gym. Some guys go 15, 20 rounds in the gym, can't go six rounds in a fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. About that, yeah. Most of the time, guys just overwork themselves. You know what I'm saying? There's no need to be doing 15 rounds in the gym if you know you're going to fight an 8-rounder, 10-rounder. You know, you don't want to beat up your body because by the time fight time comes, you know, you're all worn out, you're all exhausted, you're fatigued, you know, and that's because the amount of sparring or the amount of trainings you had to go through, you know.
Okay. Who's your favorite fighter right now, outside of yourself?
My favorite fighter, like overall or active?
Active.
Active fighter. Oh, man.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on the spot right now. Is Shakur Stevenson the best of that lot from 130 to 135?
Oh, most certainly, yeah, man. I love his style. I always tell people, man, him, that guy, is the best fighter out of all of them. Like, you know, at 130, 135,
maybe even 140, huh?
Yeah, probably even 140. Like, his style is unique. He's smart, patient. The ring IQ is there, and he doesn't get hit. So that's one of the most important factors of boxing, you know?
How does he loop those punches over the other guy's hand and he does it fast? In other words, you and I know if you loop punches, it slows them down, right? When you loop them, right? He loops them and gets them over these guys. It's unbelievable, like he's a surgeon.
Man, I don't know, man. You got to ask him that. I don't know, man. He just knows how, you know, he knows. He's just a guy that knows his boxing and smart guy, man. It's really really, man.
Upcoming super middleweight battle, but they're both actually middleweights. I'm talking about Gennady Golovkin, was the 42-1-1, the one draw and the one loss to Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez, of course, coming off the loss to Dmitry Bivol in his last fight at 175, dropping down to 168. What's going to happen here, champ?
Man, that's a difficult bout, but, man, I wish they would have fought earlier because, you know, age is a factor, and I don't want to, you know, discredit Triple G, of course. You know, I feel like he'll perform great, but when you're getting up there in age and...
Are you trying to say that Triple G is old? Was at the First Supper with Jesus?
Well, was that? Oh, no, hell no.
He ain't that old, is he?
I hope not, but no, he's definitely not that old. But, you know, age does play a factor, and Canelo has stepped forward, you know, fought multiple guys, you know, high-level fighters, you know.
But here's what's up. When you fight bigger guys, though, it wears and tears on your body. And that last fight he had, his body didn't look that good. Talk about Canelo Alvarez, and, you know, he's pushed it at 175 against Sergey Kovalev, but Kovalev had already been dented by Andre Ward. So what I'm trying to say is, his base weight is probably 160 pounds. Gennady Golovkin probably 168. When you look at this fight on paper, though, people say that Golovkin's a live underdog. Is he a live underdog?
Yeah, most certainly. You know, Canelo's a favorite, of course, definitely. But, you know, never know. You know, it could always be an upset in boxing.
Okay. What'd you think of yesterday's fight? That the fact that one judge had Anthony Joshua winning that fight with Oleg Usyk.
Oh, man, that was crazy, man. Absurd. I don't know what the judge was watching. I had him winning all rounds, you know. Maybe I gave him Anthony Joshua the ninth round, I believe. There was one round that I gave to Joshua, maybe one or two. But, man, I don't know what that judge was watching. Ryan Alexander is an amazing boxer, man.
You know, he's like Pernell Whitaker at heavyweight. That's the best way to describe him. Listen, and when you and I know you can faint the guy when you get a guy to react to your feints, but when you get a heavyweight to react to your feints, it takes him even longer, you know, to react because he's a bigger guy. It takes a longer time to react. So when he was fainting Anthony Joshua out of his pants again yesterday at times.
Yeah, definitely. And another thing is his head movement. He got amazing head movement for a big guy. You know, I look at him and be like, man, I want to get to that level of head movement. I want to move my head just like that. Because, you know, he's not really, like, you know, he's coming from cruiserweight, you know. He's not He's not a natural heavyweight. And for him to be able to move, slip, also endure punches because, you know, Joshua was hitting him with some good shots as well. You know, it's like he's an amazing fighter as well.
They called his right jab, they called it at one point, they called it an up jab or something like that, where he was getting inside with it. Sort of reminded me of Razor Ruddock, who went out with the left hand. Razor Ruddock used to call it the shovel punch. But this guy looks like he's going to be around for a while, huh?
Alexander?
I mean, Usyk.
I honestly don't know. I feel like he wants that Tyson Fury.
All right, that's what I'm ready to put you on the spot about now. That's what I'm ready to put you on the spot. We're talking with Ismael Villarreal, folks, the undefeated junior middleweight prospect out of the Big Apple, New York City. Of course, he's associated with the boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer Jr. So tell me, how do you look at that?
With Tyson Fury?
Yeah, Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk.
Man, that's a good fight as well.
Okay. Let me say one thing. Size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. Go on.
Yeah, definitely. Well, for starters, they both have amazing boxing skills. amazing boxing IQ. If I have to pick, like, considering size, I'm going to have to go with Tyson Fury, because this man is 6'9", amazing boxing, amazing footwork, long reach. This dude have every arsenal, you know, in display. Not taking away nothing from Alexander. Alexander is an amazing fighter as well, but, like, you know, size does matter, of course.
Without a doubt. So when are you going to roll again?
Next bout, I'm hoping to get back in there in October. Not confirmed yet, of course, but I hope I get there soon. I definitely want a bout in October and a fight in December. You know, just to end the year with two more fights.
So after the fight now, how long did it take you to get back into the gym?
Well, it only took me a week. I only took a week off, you know. Just took a week off, enjoy life, enjoy my friends, my family.
Are you married?
No, not yet. I want to be married, of course.
Okay. Well, hey, bro, think about that. I don't know if you want to be married. That's a good one. Anyway, we wish you the very best of luck as far as marriage is concerned, your boxing career, the whole nine yards, man. We thank you so much. You're part of the Socrates team, so we welcome you back. Anytime you want to come back, you have a spot here.
Well, finally, thank you. Thank you. Much appreciated.
You have a great day, young man. Thank you so much. Ismael Villarreal, the undefeated ladder horse, coming to us from New York City. Now, a little bit earlier, I got some texts in here about Nico Walsh. Of course, Nico Ali Walsh winning last night, stopping Reyes Sanchez in the second round with that body shot. Some people are saying to me, why doesn't he fight in 10-round fight shit? He's not a 10-round fighter. He's learning on the job. This is like on-the-job training for Ali Nico Walsh. He did not have a vast amateur career. In fact, I think he had like less than 10 or 15 amateur fights. So with a very limited amateur acumen, he is now learning on the job. And that's what people don't want. They're like, hey, man, yeah, he's learning on the job. So the bottom line is Nico Ali Walsh, call him what you want. But the bottom line is Reyes Sanchez came in last night with a decent record, and he left a knockout loser in the second round, one body shot. Holy cow, just dropped him like I dropped Abel Santana in the gym that time. Get this, folks, I'll cut it in before the break. Abel Santana was some guy that got murdered here, but he was a junior welterweight boxer, and he and I were in the gym, and I dropped him, and they were filming it for a CBS television commercial about good sports, and he came back and tried to kick me from behind. I had to beat his ass on TV camera. It wasn't pretty, but that's boxing. In Boxing Gym, Newman's Gym, San Francisco. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Sir Kenny Rainford after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Let's take it from the U.S. to the U.K. and bring in Boxing Goodwill Ambassador from the United Kingdom, Mr. Sir Kenny Rainford. How are you, sir, and how's your lovely daughter?
I'm doing fine. We've been at the show today, and we've had a good day.
Okay, and how's the rest of the family?
All good.
That's good. All right. Anthony Joshua last night, give me your analysis of his performance.
Right. Well, I watched it while I was at work, so I couldn't pay 101% attention to it. I've got to be honest with you. From what I saw of the fight, I thought he won the fight.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I thought he just scraped back. I thought he just about made it with the earlier round work. Usyk came on in the late rounds, which we always knew he was going to do. But his attitude after the fight, man, that's just not...
Yeah, what was that? That he was dropping more F-bombs than Richard Pryor during the show.
Oh, man, he was calling people out in the crowd and everything. I knew people who were there. Derek Chisora was there. He was screaming what he was and what he wasn't going to do to Chisora when he got out the ring. It was a holy mess. And you know what? He's really showing his true colours. I've been around Anthony Joshua a lot, and, you know, I don't want to throw people's dirty washing on any kind of show of any description.
Wait, time out. You've implied in the past that he was a piece of spit, and I mean spit with an H.
Oh, I know more about Anthony than I care to mention. Yeah. You know, he's not the guy that he portrays himself to be. And as Dillian White said, why don't you just be yourself and maybe you might have won the fight?
I don't know. I didn't think he won enough rounds, and there's no way I thought he won enough. But at the end of the night, when he did that thing afterwards, effing this and running around the ring and saying stuff to Usyk and not giving Usyk the microphone, this and that. I mean, he thought it was his show. And, you know, I'll tell you just like it was. It pissed me off the pre-fight build-up for that fight because they were, like, blowing Joshua. Like, Usyk wasn't even involved in the fight if you looked at the zone building up for this fight.
Oh, yes, it was crazy. It was crazy, you know. Like I say, he's just not—he's not a championship, championship caliber of any description as a human being or as a fighter. He just isn't, you know. And it's sad to say that because, like I say, you know, he portrays himself as this big, amiable, nice guy and
a saint,
and all that.
A saint, he's a saint. I mean, Saint Anthony, Saint AJ. Oh my God, I almost want to puke. Now the guy with the big butt, Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury is going to obviously come out of retirement to take on Oleg Usyk. Is this an easy fight for Tyson Fury? Seeing the guy so small.
You know what? Styles make fights, Pedro, as we know. And I've said all along, if Andy Ruiz would have been in shape, he would have beaten Anthony Joshua the second time around, but as we know, he trained in the donut factory.
No, he trained on cocaine.
Trained on everything, bar what he should have been training. But anyway, you know, he threw that fight away, and you know, Deontay Wilder was avoided by Anthony Joshua like the plague. Honestly, it was embarrassing. He avoided Deontay Wilder more than he avoided Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
You know, so I just don't know where he's coming from. But back to Usyk. Usyk's a slick guy. He's not really that small. He's obviously a lot smaller than Tyson Fury, but I just think it's, you know, there's no one out there for me, if Tyson Fury puts his mind to it, that can give him a fight.
Let's change subjects and weight classes. Let's go down to 140 pounds. Josh Taylor and Jack Catterall, that first fight I thought was the biggest ripoff in a long, long, long time. I mean a long time. How did you feel about that first fight with going to Josh Taylor?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no way I scored Josh Taylor the winner.
Okay. So the bottom line is they're going to hook it up in a rematch now. Will it be in Glasgow?
Oh yeah, I would say without a doubt he'll need the hometown fans behind him to get him up for that.
But aren't they both from Scotland?
Yeah, but you know he has the biggest Scottish following.
Okay, yeah, well, who knows what's going to happen after this? But I will say this: I used to write for the Glasgow Sunday Post. I don't know if they still have this newspaper, but it was the biggest newspaper in all of Scotland. It was the Glasgow.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Glasgow Sunday Post. I was their boxing correspondent for about 3 or 4 years before the internet. I used to type my columns on a typewriter, use whiteout, and all this kind of crazy stuff, and then fax. Remember the old fax machine? I used to fax it to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The Glasgow Sunday Post. In fact, some lady cornered me at a fight in London one time, and she goes, "I know who you are." "Who are you?" "You're the guy from the Glasgow Sunday Post. How do you know? I heard your name. You're an..." And she tore into me. Evidently, I said something she didn't think was appropriate. But the bottom line is, Scotland, the Battle of Scotland, I'm going with Catterall. I don't think that Josh Taylor could reverse that type of talent difference. I think they're two different levels.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like we say, when you beat a fighter, you generally, when you fight them again, you beat them easier.
Yeah, unless you were really lackadaisical the first time around and you realize, I didn't put 100% this and that, but if you give it your all the first time, you give it your all the second time, usually if you lost the first one, you're going to lose the second one. It's just natural. I mean, it's sort of hard to, it's like swimming against the stream.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And just to jump back to that Joshua business, do you realize he earned £1 million per minute last night?
Wow. Wow.
Not dollars, pounds. £1 million per minute.
Well,
unbelievable.
Well, for talent, then, is he the most overrated paid fighter in the history of boxing?
Probably. Probably. Like I say, I've always said, not to discredit Frank Bruno, I've always said he's a poor man's Frank Bruno. He is what he is. But he was a big guy, and people jumped on the bandwagon.
Okay, I've got Sky Sports now and BT Sports. I'm watching all this kind of stuff on my Fire Stick. I'm loving it. The UK broadcasting, of course. Joe Joyce and Joseph Park are going to roll. Joe Joyce, I think he should be the favorite here. Is he? They're going to roll in Manchester, September 24th.
Yeah. The fight's on, as we know. Joe Joyce is the favorite, but you know what? I'm picking Parker.
Why?
I just think he's seen that Joyce can be hit with that right hand, and I just think Parker, he's training hard. He's training with Tyson Fury and his guys, and he's a real nice guy,
But here's what's up: he had a chance for a big bite at the apple before, and he choked.
Yeah, of course, and I think he's learned his lesson from it.
Okay,
I think he's learned his lesson from it, and I think he knows big things can come from the if he beats Joe Joyce.
Okay. Frank Warren's going to promote that fight?
Yes, he is.
Is Frank, now, Don King trying to say that Frank Warren owes him $200,000, and Joe Joyce is trying to say he hasn't been paid by Don King yet. You know anything about that, Sir Kenneth?
Yep, I know for a fact Joe Joyce has definitely not been paid. Apparently Don King was in negotiations with Joe Joyce's father, and apparently Don has just said to his father, "I'm going to pay you," but he hasn't said when.
Sir Kenneth Rainford is, of course, coming to us live from the UK. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I've got maintenance people walking through my studio. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I kid you not. I asked her 3 times. I wouldn't bring this out on the air, Sir Kenneth Rainford, but I asked the janitor 3 times not to come in the studio and to shut up. She was making too much noise, and yet she walked right in here just now. What balls? And she's a woman. Okay, and she's a woman.
Not a lot you can do about that, then.
I know. Anthony's in the other room going, "Oh, man, I didn't want to deal with this one." Anyway, bottom line is Joe Joyce should probably win this fight, I think. You take Parker. Let's bet a pizza on that one.
Yeah, we'll definitely go with the pizza on that one, for sure.
All right, now, speaking of your daughter, what's happening with the ponies now? How many horses do you have in the family?
We have three. We have three ponies in the family. We have, like, the pet pony, which has taught them all how to ride. Mm-hmm. We have a jumper. that jumps fences, and we have one that does. It's like a dressage type thing, which is where you know they do all kinds of different maneuvers on the pony and stuff like that. And it's real hard work. She's down there every day, working and training with them and riding them and doing what she needs to do. You know, she's just qualified for Olympia, so that's good. So that's like the second biggest competition in the UK.
Fantastic. Now, when did she start riding? Because, you know, when I was like, I had co-custody of my daughter when she was young, and when she was 3 and 4, I taught her how to ride at 3. And I had her on a horse at 3 and 3 and a half, 4 years old when she was getting her coordination together. By the age of 4 and 5, she was like riding the ponies and riding them hard. And she would take dad, she would make me take her to the beach on the pony. And guess who had to pull the pony?
You.
I'm running my ass off. It was like doing road work.
Yeah, well, my daughter was just after 2 years of age when she first sat on a pony, and she's never been off one since.
Okay, speaking of Frank Bruno, you brought up Frank Bruno. How's Frank doing?
He's okay. He suffers with some mental health and some general life issues. He suffers with depression, but you know the thing with Frank is if Frank keeps busy, keeps in the gym, and like just in life keeps busy, he's okay. When he has time on his hands, he starts dwelling and thinking, and it's not good for Frank.
Has he still got that good blonde-looking chick, his wife?
No.
I mean, we were on an airplane together after he lost to Mike Tyson the second time, and I think the second in Las Vegas. We flew from Vegas to SFO in first class together, and he had his beautiful wife with him, and he was pretty upbeat after the loss. I mean, he said to me, sometimes you just have to come in second. He goes, and coming in second to Mike Tyson is no shame.
Yeah. No, Laura divorced him, which obviously which spiraled his mental health and stuff, with the kids and stuff. And you know, it's a sad thing with Frank, but
okay,
you know, he's getting there.
Okay, but has he got a few bucks, a few quid?
Yeah, Frank's not short of a penny or two.
Okay, who's the hottest fighter in the UK right now? Is it Catterall? I mean, he got burned. I mean, we both agree that Catterall won that fight, right?
Yeah. He's probably the fighter that's you know on everyone's lips at the moment, particularly with the rematch upcoming and stuff. I mean, obviously, you know, Tyson Fury is still there. Obviously, you know, the fights last night. You know, the Smith brothers. You know, they're somewhat making inroads as to try and get a big fight and stuff. But Catterall, I'd say at the minute.
Okay. The judges that had Josh Taylor winning that fight, are they still working in the UK?
I believe they are, yeah.
You know, I never understood that because that was an atrocity. I mean, come on. You know, you guys, don't get mad at me for saying this, but England should set the example for boxing because Marcus of Queensbury, this all started there. Prize fighting started in the UK, okay? So the UK should be taking the forefront on this one. I mean, the judges that had... Josh Taylor winning was John Lewis 114-111 and Victor Laughlin 113-112. The other judge had I think 113-112 for Jack Catterall. No, yeah. So the bottom line is, I thought Catterall won going away. They're going to do this again. They'll do it in Scotland. Do you think this is like a sneaky time to like lay a bet on somebody? Is this a betting fight?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a betting fight. But, you know what, just jumping back to those judges. Them judges in the past have always done a good job. They've always done they've never been highlighted as being, you know, iffy or anything like that, you know. But like you say, if one judge got it wrong, you just say, listen, he had a bad day. But all three, something's not right there.
Well, one judge did have it for Catterall. One judge did have it for Catterall, but the other two judges went 113-112. The other two judges 114-111 and 113-112 for Josh Taylor. Speaking of Josh Taylor, of course, the 140-pound champion, he's given up these belts now. What's the story on that? I mean, the WBA title was on display last night.
I don't know exactly what I think. Well, obviously, I think that it's got something to do with his past promoter, and stuff like this. You know, I think they're trying to make some kind of stand over the authorities, telling them who they should have as a promoter, who they should have as a manager, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's some kind of stand over that, you know, because I know there's a lot of fighters not happy with recent events with with what happens, you know.
Well, you know what? Can you come back next week and explain what's going on as far as promoters and who's doing stuff and the mob money and right now that's going on as far as the Russians and the Arabs and all that kind of good stuff? You're the only one that knows this, Kenny.
Well, if others know it, which is why I know it, but I'll be glad to tell you about it.
All right. Kiss the daughter, hug the pony. We'll see. We'll talk next week.
Take it easy.
The great Kenny Rainford, Sir Kenneth Rainford, Boxing's UK Ambassador of Goodwill. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So check this out. Earlier in the week, we're at Tuesday night. We're at Yoshi's in Oakland, California. Yoshi's Club, of course. The Average White Band was the main event band, and guess who was on the guest list? That's right, Mr. Lenny Williams, platinum recording artist, my buddy, of course, living up there in Fairfield, California, with his lovely wife Deborah, who I always call Mrs. Williams. She says, "Call me Debbie Pedro," like Aretha said. "Call me Aretha Pedro." Certain people, we just call them Mrs. Williams or Miss Williams or Miss Franklin. This and that. She's Mrs. Williams without a doubt. But I had some fun getting Lenny Williams out of the house the other night. Of course, the show with the Average White Band. We went to the early show and the late show. Sonia Bob, of course, I'm talking about Mike Carroll. They call him Meat Mike. When I say Meat Mike, I mean M-E-A-T, Meat Mike. He's a butcher, but he's also got some alleged mob ties. Anyway, the bottom line is Meat Mike was there, and he introduced him to Brent Carter, of course, the lead singer for the Average White Band, the former Tower Power lead, and we had just a great night. It was a wonderful Tuesday night, the 8 and 10 p.m. show at Yoshi's in Oakland, California. I think I'm going to go back and see Jeffrey Osborne next week. In fact, I think next week I'm also going to San Jose, California, to see Eddie Holman, Hey There Lonely Girl, who'll be in the house for that one-hit wonder. So the bottom line is I'm seeing some music. I hope you're getting out and about. Of course, summer's about to come to an end now, and the boxing is picking up. I mean, boxing, just Larry Merchant mentioned earlier, boxing is just rocking and rolling, man. Lots of good fights, no doubt about it. So we can't do... You know, you can't have great fights every week, but you have good fights here and now and then, so you sort of tolerate the bunk fights in between, okay? That's the way you got to do it when you're a boxing fan. Well, my name is Ring Talk Live. This show is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, Lenny Williams taking us to break was so very hard to go back when he was a Tower of Power. He is a platinum recording artist. You can check him out at LennyWilliams.com. My man, Anthony Sandoval, not Anthony Joshua in the other room. He's rocking and rolling. I jumped on the janitor a little bit too much here, but the bottom line is when you interrupt me the second time, baby, you got it coming. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and Veev TV.